and Seattle.
CBS News. The presidential campaign assumes a new look without Hubert Humphrey. I'm Jerry Landay reporting on the CBS Radio Network. With Senator Humphrey's announced decision Thursday not to become an active candidate, President Ford declared Jimmy Carter the odds-on favorite for the Democratic nomination. Should Carter be his opponent, the president indicated he would criticize what he called Carter's vagueness on the issues and his lack of Washington experience. Carter has picked up his first endorsement from a Northern Democratic governor, Brendan Byrne of New Jersey. Senator Jackson, searching for campaign cash, rescheduled appearances he'd canceled in Indiana and Ohio. Morris Udall declared Humphrey's decision puts a heavy burden on his back as the only major candidate to oppose Carter in many of the primaries down the road. And Senator Frank Church said Humphrey's decision might improve his presidential fortunes. More after this.
Imagine what it would be like to have a microwave oven with a memory, so you could tell it to defrost a roast, cook it, then call you when dinner's ready. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Well, it is fantastic, because that's exactly what the revolutionary Amana Touchmatic Radar Range microwave oven can do for you. Because it's the first microwave oven with a memory. You take a frozen roast out of the freezer and put it in the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range. You select defrost and cooking times by touching numbers on the control panel. Push start, and the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range memory takes over. It remembers to defrost, remembers to wait for the temperature to even, remembers with split-second accuracy just how long to cook, remembers to shut itself off. It even remembers to call you for dinner. Then the timer remembers the exact time of day and displays it in lights. Get together with a friend and go see your Amana retailer this week. They'll show you the Amana Touchmatic Radar Range in action. Fantastic.
There's a new man in charge of the huge military establishment of the Soviet Union. He's Dmitry Ustinov, a 67-year-old member of the Politburo. Ustinov presided over funeral services in Moscow Thursday for his predecessor, Marshal Andrei Grechko. Richard Roth reports.
The selection of a civilian came as a surprise to Western military experts here, but Ustinov has long been closely tied with the Soviet armed forces. He was Minister of Armaments during the Second World War and has developed expertise from his work in the Soviet space program and on industrial projects related to the military. The official news agency TASS said that Ustinov has been promoted to the rank of General of the Army, so the Defense Ministry will formally continue under the leadership of a military man. But the appointment is certainly a break with tradition. The last civilian appointed to the job was Leon Trotsky in 1918. Richard Roth, CBS News, Moscow.
The leader of Lebanon's leftist Muslim forces, Kemal Jumblatt, has warned he may not go along with an extension of the Lebanese truce unless the parliament postpones the election of a new president. That election is scheduled for Saturday, and the truce expires Friday. The leftists want time to build support for a candidate of their choosing. At the same time, a large convoy of reinforcements from Syria has driven to the outskirts of Beirut. The reinforcements, a regiment, presumably to bolster security for the parliament and to ensure the truce is maintained. More from Doug Tunnell in Beirut.
The warfare has become almost totally passé. It seems that even few of the gunmen really take it seriously now. There are no great offensives underway, and their duels appear to lack any real strategic importance. The politicians are juggling votes for a new president. Government and factional officials are already working on security arrangements for Saturday's parliament session, at which a new leader is to be appointed. There is as yet no clear consensus among the deputies as to who that man may be, and there are no guarantees that once he is appointed, the current president, Suleiman Frangieh, will step down. After all, the gunmen hold the real power in Beirut, and perhaps they intend to prove that that's the case until someone strong enough to take it from them comes along. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Beirut.
An Italian journalist who's just returned from Vietnam says that at least 30 Americans still there will probably be permitted to go home soon. The journalist, Tiziano Terzani, is carrying a list of some 30 names. Now this.
He likes it, and he asks for it by name, Fleischmann's. He says he wants Fleischmann's.
This is Don Morrow talking with Mrs. Madeline Eller. She and her husband are both Fleischmann's margarine fans. Madeline, why do you prefer Fleischmann's?
It's made from 100% corn oil.
And it's the only leading margarine that is. What about taste?
It's creamy, it's rich, it's light tasting.
So you use Fleischmann's?
All the time. For anything. Any recipe on bread, crackers, any kind of sandwiches, cooking, using on vegetables, anything that you could think of using it for, I prefer Fleischmann's.
Then if I were someone who used some other leading brand?
I would tell you to try Fleischmann's. It's 100% corn oil.
And Fleischmann's is high in polyunsaturates. And of course, it's low in saturated fat and has no cholesterol. To sum up, Fleischmann's is...
great. Terrific. Delicious. Good tasting.
Hear that? Listen to Madeline Eller and enjoy Fleischmann's, the only leading margarine made from 100% corn oil.
Noah Dietrich, a former top aide of the late Howard Hughes, has declared in Los Angeles that the document purporting to be Hughes' last will and testament is legitimate. The document names Dietrich, who broke with Hughes in 1957, as executor of the Hughes estate. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, and the time is 10:06.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. I have a very odd subject I'd like to talk over with you. It's been perplexing philosophers for centuries. What is really real? Now, don't laugh. I'm serious. Look, if a tree falls in a forest and nobody's around to hear it fall, has it made a sound? Must someone hear a sound to make it real? If you see something, does that make it real? Yes? Then what about a mirage? If you think something, does that make it real? What is reality? That question was asked 100 years ago in a third-rate European circus, and I wonder whether you will agree with the answer they found.
Can I help you with your costume, Francesca?
No, don't touch me.
But I... why are you talking like this, Francesca? You never sound... you are Francesca.
No, I'm Simone.
Oh, I can never tell you two apart.
Do you want me to give you fair warning?
Why can't we be civil to each other, Simone?
Because I hate you just as much as my sister loves you. And you hate me.
I don't hate you.
But you love Francesca.
Yes, I think I do.
Don't you know that love and hate can be twin sisters, like Francesca and me?
No, I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Only one can be real.
Our mystery drama, 2 + 2 = death, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Alfred Bester and stars William Redfield and Marion Seldes. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Allied Van Lines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
To the man who bought the Skyhawk, to the girl in the century, we're glad you like your Buicks, glad you see. set your spirit free.
And to the family from Ohio, to the folks up in St. Paul, nice to see you join us, nice to see you all.
If you went into a Buick dealer's between now and April 30th, do you know what would happen? Well, if you ordered one of four cars with a list of specially selected options, you'd get a vinyl top at no extra charge. Like that Skylark over in the corner? Order one with sport mirrors, a rally tilt steering wheel, body side stripes and vinyl buckets, and Buick pops for the top. To find out about other cars, talk to your Buick dealer. He knows all that stuff.
It's nice to see you join us. We're glad it came to be. Join us, let your spirit free.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
A Nightline, you're on the air.
About the caller who talks to her plants?
Yes.
She should plant her garden at the library.
Uh-huh.
Learning Swahili will not help her grow an African violet.
That's good advice.
And the caller who's looking for a new job?
Oh, yeah.
She should go to the library for job information.
The library?
She should have never lost her old one.
Well, I agree.
You just don't take off work for Robert Redford's birthday.
No.
I mean, that isn't a national holiday.
You're right.
The library could have told her that.
Absolutely.
And finally, the caller who botched up his vacation?
Oh, yes.
Always plan a trip at the library first.
That was a shame.
I mean, he should have been suspicious of any travel ad that reads 8 days and only 4 nights.
Oh, you're right, yes.
You know, the library has some great new services for everyone, from general information and referral to concerts and puppet shows.
Well, thank you for calling, Nightline.
Now, I have a problem.
Oh?
You see, I'm at the library right now.
At 3 a.m.?
Well, they said it was closing time, but I started tracing my family tree, and I forgot to look at the clock.
The library. Come see what's new, besides books.
If there's a locksmith listening, I'd really appreciate it.
We'll see what we can do.
A public service message from the American Library Association.
No matter how third-rate it is, you have to feel sorry for Mario's one-ring circus this cold afternoon in Zurich. One of their stars died on stage in the middle of his performance. He was Gerard the Great. The unbelievable, the miraculous, the incredible mechanical man. And with him, the illusion died. Now Gerard is being buried in an obscure graveyard in Zurich, mourned by the clowns and freaks and dancers of the company who decorate the tombstone with mementos, props, bits of costume and makeup, all the real things that help create illusion. A young man, well-dressed, carrying a travel bag, joins the strange ceremony.
Aha, you must be Peter, the great Gerard's son. I recognize you, even after all these years. You are Gerard's image, Peter. Welcome on this sad occasion.
I took the first train from Paris.
You remember me?
I remember nothing.
But you must remember me.
No.
Ah, I understand. You think if you forget, it will go away. It will never have happened. But I am Mario, Mario Milan. When you were a piccolino, so high, I taught you what little your father forgot. The tightrope, the slack wire, the left foot take. You were my little genius, my wunderkind.
Ah, yes, Mario, of course. I see I came too late for the funeral.
Well, you couldn't help yourself, Peter. It was all over in a moment. The heart collapsed.
You couldn't wait a day for me?
My dear boy, we play Innsbruck Monday. These are your colleagues. Come and meet them.
My colleagues?
Ladies and gentlemen of the company, this is Gerard's son, Peter. Many years ago, a member of our troupe.
No, never.
Then retired to become a civilian. He entered the unreal world of business and education to become an engineer.
Not an engineer, an architect.
He designed the Eiffel Tower, also the Leaning Tower and the Tower of Babel, for which he was awarded a gold medal engraved in all languages.
Ah, clown.
What, do you want us to cry? We love Gerard, your father.
I never knew him.
It was your misfortune. When I lost Gerard, I lost a little of my hold on life. Shall we return to the city? Matinee today. Come with me, Peter.
No, Mario. I'll stay a moment.
Of course. Come to your father's caravan when you are finished with grief. But don't take too long. First overture at 3 o'clock.
What?
Why, have you forgotten? Overture and beginners, please. 3 o'clock. Arrivederci.
I'm sorry.
What?
Excuse me. I said, I'm sorry about your father.
What are you waiting for?
It's not good to be alone with the dead.
I need no one, thank you.
My name is Francesca. I dance in the ballet. And I helped your father with the illusion. I brought him to life.
You brought him to life.
I wound him up with this key.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that. Then he came out of the toy box.
I loved your father, too.
You and Mario.
Everybody loved him. He was the only gentle man I ever knew.
My father, gentle?
There was never any violence in him. He was all kindness.
What? Gerard, do you believe that?
I know it.
It was his greatest illusion.
You sound as though you hate him.
He deserted my mother and me. How should I feel?
Is that why she didn't come here?
No. She died 3 years ago.
Excuse me. Gerard always said your mother took you and ran away from him.
He was a fraud, like the rest of you.
Why are you so angry with us?
If you could just stop acting for one moment.
But I'm not acting.
No? When are you never? All of you. Mario Milan clowning at the grave, and you.
Oh.
Are those supposed to be real tears?
I didn't know there were tears.
All make-believe. Pretend, unreal. A scene must be played. Cue the tears, and the tears come on cue. Crocodile.
Well, they say you can always tell real tears from crocodile tears because they burn when you touch them. So try mine.
My dear friend...
Francesca.
Oh.
Give me your hand. Try my... Your hand is frozen. Oh, you're so cold and angry. That means you're lonely. Of course, that's why you're hating everything.
I never hated anything in my life.
Until you came here. And you saw how lonely you were for your father and us.
Please, Francesca.
Let me warm your other hand. Give it to me. You know you said... Please, Francesca, exactly like your father. You are so much like him. Will that make you my stepbrother?
Or your step-lover?
You said that to hurt me, didn't you? I've never had a lover.
I'm sorry, Francesca. I don't know what's got into me. This crazy world of illusion. You're all so strange, and you're the strangest. May I have my hand back, please?
You haven't tried my tears yet.
They've burned me already.
Well, we'd better get back to the... Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Have you a keepsake for your father? Something to put on his grave?
How can I? He gave me nothing.
Then give him this. It's the key I used to bring him to life.
Oh. His last illusion.
Who are you? What are you doing in Gerard's caravan?
What?
Don't you dare touch anything.
But I... Is this a joke?
Get out. Do I have to call the stagehands? Get out. And I'll search you before you leave.
But I belong here. You know that. This caravan's mine now.
Since when?
Unless my father never owned it.
Your father... Then you are Peter Gerard?
This is altogether beyond me. Look, have I done anything to make you act this way?
How could you possibly?
Then what's happened? Is this revenge? I thought we were going to be friends.
Since when?
What? I give up. All right, it's a joke. A circus sort of joke on outsiders like me. But it isn't funny. Not to me. It's turning my hands cold again. Feel.
Don't touch me.
Dear heaven, what now?
Didn't your father tell you about me?
I told you I never knew my father. What was he supposed to tell me
that
about
we
you?
That this was my caravan, too.
You? And my father? But you said...
Yes, I said...
Attendez, Cass. Second overture has started.
I'll move my things out after the matinee.
Oh. Aha, so. Very interesting girl.
Yes, fantastic. She took me for a thief.
So?
She caught me going through my father's things.
What were you looking for?
Money. My mother said he promised me.
Aha. To start that engineering office of your own, eh?
Architect.
Oh, you pardon.
I have a friend in Paris, Marcel Roger, a brilliant designer. We're going into business together.
And it will cost you 5,000. Gerard told me often, and with pride. Ah, what's the time? Time I had a look around backstage. The manager must see everything. You're coming.
Why not? There's nothing for me here. I might as well look at the animals.
You must not hate us this much, Peter.
I don't suppose my father managed to save the 5,000.
But of course he did. Gerard was man of his word.
He did? Do you know where it is?
Well, naturally. He loaned it to me.
To you?
To our company. I explained. We had 3 very bad months. We would have folded. Your father saved us.
But my office...
The money will be repaid. We now show a profit again. Give me 3 months and...
3 months? What am I to do in the meantime?
Peter... I will tell you how you can spend your 3 months.
Yes?
With us. You will close the first act.
What?
Starting next Monday at Innsbruck.
You're mad.
Yes, I admit it. To trust a civilian with the finale of the first half is insanity. But then I remember Gerard taught the boy the act detail by detail. He will remember. He has talent.
You want me to do the mechanical man illusion?
It's the only act that can close the first half. I've tried all the others, and I know only the great illusion will do.
Mario, don't be ridiculous. I'm an architect.
But you began life as an artist. If you do not help us, you may never get your money. There must be an act to close the first half.
Hire an act.
Ah, where will I find the time and the money? What will we do in the meantime?
Oh, damn it, Mario.
Help me, please, for 3 months. Then you can go back to Paris with your money. It will be easy. 2 whole days to remember and rehearse before we open. Francesca will help, and I, too. Now, go back to the caravan and look over your costume.
No, absolutely not. Find another animal.
Mario just told me. I think it's wonderful. I'm so excited.
Francesca?
I have a little time now so we could start going through the act with you. What's the matter? You're not nervous, are you?
No. Just flabbergasted.
Why? Mario says you know the act. I think you'll be even greater What is the matter with you?
I meet you for the first time, and you're adorable. A half hour later, you burst into this caravan and behave like a devil. Now here you are, an angel again.
I haven't been in here with you.
Not 20 minutes ago, calling me a thief and a ghoul and saying foul things about yourself and my father.
Me? Me?
Yes, you. In that same costume, wearing that same face.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it must have been Simone.
Who?
My sister, Simone. We both dance in the ballet. You know, 12 ballerinas. 12.
Your sister, you... You mean twins?
Of course. It happens all the time with strangers.
Oh, how can twin sisters be so different?
Well, later. Now, rehearsal first. And we've got to find out how much of the illusion you remember.
Everything. That's what I was running away from.
Well, we'll start with after I open the toy box.
What's the matter?
We'll need a new key for the act. I'll have to go and tell the prop man.
Here's the old key, Francesca.
You didn't put it on your father's grave?
No. I kept it. I wanted something from my father. Take the key, Francesca. Wind me up into a wonderful illusion.
So here we have the equation. Two girls named Francesca and Simone, identical twins, and two men, Peter Gerard, architect, and Peter the Great, the miraculous mechanical man. 2 + 2. And they add up to death. How? Perhaps the arithmetic of the second act will tell us.
If you want the Mother's Day gift you give to be used, then you better give something useful. Hi, Pat Summerall with one of many Mother's Day gift ideas from your True Value Hardware store. The Norelco Drip Coffee Maker. If she loves good coffee, it'll be used every day. The Norelco Drip Coffee Maker never boils the coffee, so the flavor stays in the coffee and the bitter oils stay in the grounds. That's just one reason to go to your True Value Hardware store for a Norelco Drip Coffee Maker. A few more. It makes coffee fast, 12 cups in 9 minutes. It makes clear coffee, too, without sediment. And it's easy. Get a good coffee, measure it, and measure the water. It heats water to just the right temperature and makes sure that water and coffee contact each other for just the right amount of time. If you want the Mother's Day gift you give to be used, you better give something useful. The Norelco Drip Coffee Maker from your participating True Value Hardware store. Just tell them Pat Summerall sent you. And now you can charge your purchases on Master Charge at many stores.
Parents, reading is educational. Reading is exciting. Reading is fun. If you can read, you can help teach your child to read. Help your child create his own picture book. Join him or her in cutting out pictures you both like from magazines. Then paste the pictures on sheets of paper. Help arrange the pictures to form pages of different chapters. Some chapters might be called Daddy and Mommy, or Things I Like, or What I Want to Be, or Places I'd Like to Go. More than just being fun, putting the pictures where they belong will be teaching your child to organize and classify information. Listen for other new approach method, Reading Hints to Parents, furnished as a public service announcement by this radio station. For further ways you can help your child, write the New Approach Method Incorporated, Post Office Box 1303, Trenton, New Jersey, 08607.
So the deadly arithmetic of illusion continues in the form of Peter the Great, the miraculous mechanical man in Mario's giant variety show and one-ring circus. 1 week only in Innsbruck, 2 weeks in Verona, 10 days only in Lausanne, final week in Nancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the unbelievable, the miraculous, the incredible mechanical man, Peter the Great. Ah, what have we here, ladies and gentlemen? It is the prettiest member of our giant corps de ballet wheeling in a gift box so beautifully tied with a ribbon. Is this a gift for me, Francesca?
No, Mario. It is a gift for our kind audience.
Ah, our pretty Francesca opens the box. And what do we see inside? What is her gift to you? I tremble with suspense, ladies and gentlemen. Good heavens! It is a giant toy! It is Peter, the mechanical man!
I have this magic key, Mario. Peter must be wound up.
Ah, ha, 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 bravo, bravo. Peter has come to life. Oh. The mechanical man is alive. See, ladies and gentlemen, how naturally he bows to you and to the lovely Francesca.
It's going very well.
What are you doing backstage?
I'm Marcel Roget, Peter's friend from Paris. Perhaps he has mentioned me?
No, excuse me, I must go on again.
Don't you ever relax?
I'm working.
You were splendid, Peter, as usual. Here is a surprise for you. I permitted him to wait backstage.
Marcel, what the devil are you doing here?
If you'll excuse me.
Certainly, sir, thank you. It's been an experience waiting back here. Peter, fantastic.
Yes, I suppose it is.
When I got your letter about the delay, I had to come and see for myself.
See what?
A real reason for the delay. 12 ballerinas. 12, yes?
No, what are you really doing here, Marcel, you didn't make a special trip.
I had a stopover between trains. Peter, you must come back to Paris.
There's no need until we can afford to take the office. I explained in my letter.
There's every need. There are people to be met and cultivated who can become clients.
You can do that.
I haven't the flair. We agreed that you'd be the contact man. This is no life for you.
All right, Marcel. When does your train leave?
In an hour.
And you'd better not miss it.
Huh?
I'll come to Paris as soon as I've collected my money.
Which is it? Does this bear costume shrink, or have I gained 10 kilos? Oh, hopefully to the head, Peter.
I think it is the kilos, Mario. Your bicycle is having its problems, too.
What a disgrace for an impresario to ride a bicycle dressed as a bear.
With a red ribbon around his neck, allow me.
Yeah, but we all must do everything, you too. Please, the ballet, have the girls not fully buttoned. I hear my cue.
Are you buttoned, Francesca? Can I help? Will a kiss help?
I'm buttoned.
Meet you right after. Francesca?
Simon.
I take back the kiss.
It was not received.
I can never tell you two apart.
Shall I give warning?
Why can't we be civil to each other, Simon?
Where are you meeting, Francesca? Up in the fly gallery, as usual?
Ah. Have we been that obvious?
Transparent.
The fly gallery is the only private place we can find. High over the stage.
Private for what? What do you talk about there up above the stage? Yourself?
And Francesca.
And me? Simon.
Now and then. I wonder how you can be so like her on the outside and so different within.
Oh, you fool. What do you think my saintly sister is hiding from you? Every woman is like me inside.
No, Simon.
You want Francesca to love you? She despises you as I do. She's only nice to you to help Mario.
You're lying, Simone. And you lied about my father, too. Why do you always attack me?
You don't like that, huh? You want women to be magical illusions. But some of us are too honest.
You're not being honest. You're being vicious.
Then go up to the fly gallery and wait for her. She's all magic now. But when you meet the real woman behind it, will you be able to love her, Peter? The great illusionist.
Packed house tonight, Peter. Very good. I think I will report on finances to you.
Yes?
After I check the box office, I come to your caravan. Or are you up in the gallery tonight?
Oh, does everybody know?
No, not everybody. You have been wonderfully discreet, but as manager, I must know everything and say nothing. It will be interesting to see what happens.
What should happen?
You don't find Francesca interesting?
Mario, how can Francesca and Simone be sisters? They're so incredibly different.
The patineur is about to begin, and we need the snow. Since you are for the fly gallery, Peter, you will oblige by sprinkling the skaters. The snow is in a brown paper bag waiting on the scaffold. Sometimes I wonder whether all life is waiting in a brown paper bag.
Francesca.
I'm coming. I'm coming. These stairs are harder than the dancing. Oh. They take my breath. Hello.
It is Francesca.
Of course. What's the matter?
I had an accident.
What? An accident? Oh, let me help you sprinkle the snow.
Yes.
What accident? How? When?
I kissed Simone by mistake. Now, don't laugh. I'd like a guarantee of identity, please.
You could kiss me and see.
Huh?
No, no. Wait, I've got better proof. See?
Huh? The key. What are you doing with that?
Oh, I keep it handy. Just in case you need winding up.
Well, I suppose the rest of the company thinks I do. Simone said I avoid everybody.
Oh, honestly, she's impossible.
But it's true, isn't it?
You're getting to like us. More and more.
It's still so strange. I'm being pulled two ways. Part of me loves this life, and part of me... Oh, why do you always start me talking about myself?
Because I want to know all about you.
Simone says I talk about myself too much.
Oh, never listen to Simone. She read a book once about women being slaves, and she never got over it. Come. What were you going to tell me, Peter?
Francesca, in Paris, I know who I am and who everybody is. But here in Mario's show...
Are we so different?
Well, look at this stuff we're sprinkling. Is it real snow?
If I want it to be.
Ah, that's the difference between us. I never know where I stand with you people. I never know if something is real or you're just pretending it's real.
Well, anything's real, if you believe it. Show's over.
Francesca, do you despise me? Simone said...
Oh, never listen to her, Peter.
Have you been kind to me just as a favor to Mario?
How could you possibly think that?
Simone said...
Listen, you must be patient with her. She's afraid.
Of me?
No, of losing me. She needs me. She wants me to need her.
I need you, Francesca.
You don't mean that.
I do. I'm afraid to say it. Help me, Francesca.
You need the key, Peter. Here. Against your heart.
Come to me. Oh.
Oh. Say it.
I love you.
It took you long enough.
I ran down.
And what would happen if I lost the key?
I'd run down forever.
I'll never part with it.
Nor I.
Peter!
It's Mario.
He knows we're up here.
Come down from the gallery.
There's nobody up here.
Come to the stage, Peter. I want to talk to you.
You can't ask a man to leave heaven.
What is it like up there in heaven?
All magic.
Come down to earth for a moment.
You took your time getting here, you know. Oh, alas, you look like angels recently arrived from heaven.
And you look like the devil.
It's all the snow. I can't stand cold weather. Here, Peter, a gift from the box office.
Huh? What gift?
Your 5,000. Paid in full.
You don't mean 3 months have passed already?
2 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. Now you can go back to Paris and build your bridges.
Oh, what about closing the first half?
I have some possibilities.
I can't desert you.
Will you go back to Paris?
Francesca, do you want me to go?
Francesca has nothing to do with it. I ask again, will you return to Paris and a safe life? This is your last chance.
I can leave any time.
You cannot. The poison is seeping into your soul. In another month, it will be too late.
Poison?
He means me.
Francesca, be quiet. Peter, will you go back to sanity and reality now or never?
Francesca... I'm not me anymore. I'm part of us. We add up to more. Is it the same with you?
Yes.
Mario, invest the money in the company for us. All except 100. I want you to spend that.
On what?
A dinner for the company. A wedding dinner.
Whose?
Ours.
Francesca, you want to marry him?
Yes.
And does Simone?
What about Simone?
Does she want this marriage? Does Peter know he will have to live with Simone, too?
No, no, she'll leave. She'll never come back.
Can you promise?
I swear it, Mario.
What is all this? Family squabbles? I can learn to get along with Simone.
I don't want you to, Peter. I don't want to share you with her. She'll leave the company. I know it, Mario. I swear it.
You have honor, Francesca. I take your word. Ah, so, a kiss for a bride-to-be, a handshake for the groom-to-be. You have a hand of iron, Peter. The impresario blesses you. Go, 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 be married.
Oh, Mario, you, Mario, ciao. Bye. Arrivederci.
Thank you. Fine.
Simone, can you hear me? I know you are listening somewhere. I know you heard her. In heaven's name, Simone, go. Go forever.
Francesca once told Peter that when she and her twin sister Simone were children and used to play make-believe, their mother would say, "Why can't you be yourselves?" And they would answer, "We want to be all ourselves." And their mother always replied, "Only one self to a person." Is that true? Must all of us be limited to one self? Or can we be many people? And what happens if we are? What do all the different selves add up to in Act 3?
Moving on with the allied spirit, going to a brand new town. You're leaving the past miles behind you. With allied van lines, you're homeward bound. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the allied spirit, and it feels like I'm going home. New friends to make, new seeds to sow. With allied van lines, I'm raring to go. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the allied spirit, and it feels like I'm going home. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the allied spirit.
Let the allied spirit move you. See the yellow pages for the nearest allied van lines agent.
Hi, this is Andre Fisher with Rufus. Today, many high school graduates who want to go to college find they can't meet the high cost of higher education. If college money is a problem for you, then I'd like to talk to you for a moment about a plan that will not only pay your tuition, but also pay you a monthly allowance while you're in school. What's the plan? It's the Naval Reserve Officers Training Corps program. If you can qualify, NROTC will pay the cost of your college tuition plus $100 monthly cash allowance. And when you graduate, you'll join the finest of America's land, sea, and air team as a Navy ensign or a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. It's never too early to plan for a future with an exciting career. And you can start today by talking to your high school counselor or local Navy recruiter about NROTC. Call the Navy toll-free 800-841-8000.
It was an amusing custom 100 years ago to serenade newlyweds with a chivalry, a noisy concert of banging pots and pans, shouts, whistles, anything that would make a racket. And the members of Mario's little circus are outside Peter's caravan, serenading the brand new Mr. and Mrs. Peter Girard.
ladies and gentlemen, please, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you. We thank you for the concert. We also thank you for refraining from the bad jokes and platitudes customary at this time. Now, I remind you that we have a performance this evening at 9 o'clock and that a champagne supper will be served on stage immediately after the show. So, do you remember the first words we heard when we were apprentices in variety? It was overture and beginners, please. Thank you for the overture. Now, give the beginners a chance. Oh, I got rid of them, Francesca. 3 hours to curtain time. We can relax and rest. A kiss for the groom? Well, thank you, but take off your veil, darling. I'm being kissed through a colander. You hardly spoke a word to me all afternoon. That's not like the real you.
Isn't it?
Well, don't be cryptic. That isn't like you. What's the matter?
Nothing.
You don't have to be frightened of love, darling.
I wasn't with your father. Why should I be with you?
Francesca?
Simone.
Oh, no. No, this is a practical joke. Yes, they put you up to it as a... Please, don't, Francesca.
Simone.
Oh, stop it. Please, dearest, don't tease. Not now. Show me the key.
What key?
You remember, in the gallery. You said it was a test to tell you apart. You would always carry it so I would know it was you. The key that winds the mechanical man. You're Francesca. I can't be mistaken.
Even that time you kissed me.
I've been tricked. She couldn't.
How tricked? You can't tell us apart. What's the difference?
Tricked by both of you.
You wanted her. You'll have to take both of us now. Peter and Francesca, Peter and Simone.
No. Let me out of here.
Simone, you swore you'd get out of my life. You promised I'd never see you again.
And you believe me, Francesca. You are so deliciously naive. You'll believe anything.
Please, Simone, don't do this to us. Keep your promise. It's not too late. Go away.
And leave you two to live happily ever after. What a sweet dream. No, Francesca, you go away. I've got your man. Don't try to fight me.
I'll tell him, Simone. I'll tell him everything about you and me. And he'll drive you out.
If he believes you. If he understands you. Could anybody understand and believe?
You devil. You devil. Peter. Peter. Are you up in the gallery?
I'm up in hell.
Oh, I hope you'd be here. I looked everywhere else first. What's that you've got?
Souvenir of the box office. The cashier's pistol.
Oh, no.
You sound like Francesca. Are you?
I brought the key. See?
You should have brought the music box. The miraculous mechanical man blows his brains out to music. If he can't pull the trigger, wind him up.
It's her fault. Simone broke her word. She promised she'd go away. She swore we'd never see her again.
But she didn't. Why?
Because I love you and she hates it.
How did she do it?
She tricked me. Tricked both of us. She... Oh, what difference does it make? It's done.
Francesca, look at me. There's got to be a way out of this. We've got to help each other. You've been concealing something. Tell me the truth about Simone.
You know her. My twin, she's a part of me. Oh, Peter, there's no way out of this.
I can't believe that.
You're saddled with Simone for the rest of your life.
No.
We can't help each other.
We've got to, Francesca, or she'll destroy us.
She has already. You belong to Simone, Peter.
She can't hold me. Give me a chance to work something out. I'll talk to Simone. Will you wait here for me?
She won't listen.
Just let me try. Will you wait here?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I won't fail.
Ecco, the groom. Four cases of champagne. There was not room enough in my caravan to store all the bottles, so I took the liberty of using yours.
Where's Simone?
Gone forever, no?
She wasn't here when you came in?
No.
Mario, that 5,000. I need it in cash.
It's your money.
I want it now, as soon as possible.
Am I permitted to ask for what?
No.
So be it. One must always obey the creditor. It is in the box office. I will get it. Ah, the bride at last, with her luggage.
Hello, Mario. I'm moving in.
And I am moving out.
It's all yours, Simone. I also am moving out.
I love Paris.
Don't try to follow me.
I won't have to try. It will be easy.
Simone, I don't know what kind of hold you have over Francesca. I don't know what you want to do to me. But if you want to humble me, I'm begging, please don't hurt us.
You crawl like your father.
Damn you! All right, listen. Mario's bringing my money over. 5,000. It's yours if you'll let us go.
You can't buy me out.
You haven't got me.
I've got what Francesca wanted.
I won't go near you. I'll never touch you.
Am I so hideous? You didn't think that the time you kissed me by mistake.
Shut up.
How many other times did you make the same mistake? Up in the gallery, in other places. Did you ever stop to think about that?
It never happened again.
Yes, you need Francesca for that.
For what?
For lust. Oh, you call it love. Go right ahead. Francesca is willing, and I am an understanding wife. Francesca is always willing. She's all magic and illusion for every man. Your father was only one of them. Your father...
Damn you! Damn you!
Peter, no! Peter, no. Please.
Hush.
The key.
What?
The key.
Simone.
Francesca.
No. Simone. You're Simone.
Francesca.
You understand that everything you have told me is evidence and must be sworn to. Now, you have no idea why he killed her.
None that you could understand, Inspector Feldman.
No motive to suggest money, jealousy, deceit?
Yes, he was deceived, but only by himself.
How do you mean? Was there another man?
There was another woman, Inspector, but only in both their imaginations.
Huh?
She was an illusion of both.
That is not proper evidence. Now, this clock key... Can you explain why it was found in the hand of the deceased?
But I have told you. It was the prop in the illusion act, along with the music box. She wound him up with that key. He came to life.
Yes, the mechanical man. But that was on the stage.
Oui.
Then why was it found in this caravan, in her hand?
I don't know.
I ask you again, where is the accused?
I don't know.
He will be found and arrested. What's that music?
Ah, Joe. It is the music box that accompanies the mechanical illusion. Peter! You fool! Why did you come back?
This is the accused, carrying that music box?
Peter, be careful. This is Inspector Feldman of the police. He is...
Peter Gerard, I arrest you on suspicion of the premeditated murder of your wife, Francesca Gerard.
Not Francesca. Simone.
What?
Not Francesca. Simone. I kill Simone.
What is he saying? What is he doing?
He is leaving us, Inspector.
Huh?
Leaving this world... and retreating into the mechanical man.
Not Francesca. Simone.
Who is this Simone? The alleged name of the deceased was Francesca.
They were one and the same. Two women in one poor, unhappy mind. She called herself by different names.
But which did he murder?
Both, Inspector. And now himself as well. You will never try him for murder, Inspector. You have lost your man, and I have lost a friend.
Francesca, wind me up.
This is his last illusion. May I have the key, please, Inspector?
This key is evidence.
What will it do? Wind up your case? The key for a moment. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. But the mechanical man does not move. We must not disappoint our gracious audience. Francesca, wind him up to pay his respects. Ah, bravo, Francesca, bravo. Peter Gerard has come to life. The mechanical man is alive. See, ladies and gentlemen, how naturally he bows to you. And now he bows to the lovely Francesca. And now he...
The miraculous mechanical man has run down for the last time. But tell me this, if the illusion dies, must the man die too? Is reality a separate thing from dreams, or are both equal parts of the whole? Living and dying together as they did in Peter Gerard and the miraculous mechanical man, and Francesca and Simone, the two girls in one. I'll be back shortly.
While you're doing the things you like, Sears can be doing the dirty work for you. Because now you can save $60 on Sears' most popular Kenmore dishwasher, built-in or portable. This best-selling Kenmore includes a pot and pan cycle, plus a power miser switch that helps conserve electricity. Get Sears' best-selling Kenmore with the pot and pan cycle on sale and save $60. Sears does the dirty work for you, so you can do the things you like.
From Maine to Mauna Loa, all across this great big land, there's a neighbor who is ready to lend a helping hand. When a hurricane is brewing, when an old man needs a friend, Red Cross is the good neighbor, the good neighbor.
It's an odd story, isn't it? Peter Gerard never found the key to the mystery of the twin sisters in one, Francesca and Simone. And so he died too, because the two of him loved and hated the two of them. Two plus two equaled death. Our cast included Marion Seldes, William Redfield, Robert Dryden, and Sam Gray. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Ah, Mr. Morrison, on time. Good sign. Join me. And now then, in just a few moments, your client, Mr. Everett Marshall, will emerge from that building across the street. He's a tall, stout gentleman. There he is. He has that blonde girl on his arm. See them?
Yes.
They're headed for the cafe just up the block. And take this key. It will let you into the building. Walk up the stairs. Do not take the elevator to the second floor. First on your right, you'll see the number 215. Open the door with the same key. Go into the office and wait for him.
What do you mean, wait for him?
In 5 minutes, he shall receive a telephone call, and he will come back to the office. As soon as he is inside, shoot him.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
years of bright and beautiful music. 91 KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News, a document purporting to be the real thing has surfaced, but the question is it really the will of the late Howard Hughes? This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The ironies and doubts are starting to pile up, and like its namesake, the Hughes will has an aura of mystery. It showed up mysteriously at the headquarters of the Mormon Church in Salt Lake City. Named as executor of the estate, again somewhat of a mystery, is Noah Dietrich. He worked for Hughes a long time, but the two men had a falling out years ago, and Hughes bitterly denounced Dietrich. Hughes' business associates note that the will mentions that big wooden airplane and that it is termed the Spruce Goose, but they say the real Hughes detested that term and never would have called it that. In the documents, the bulk of the Hughes fortune goes to medical research, charity, and two ex-wives. 1/16th of the estate was also earmarked for a Utah service station operator who once picked up Hughes in the Nevada desert and gave him a lift. If the will stands, that man could get over $100 million. More news in a moment.
We're the Fresh Guys.
We're the Fresh Guys.
We're the Fresh Guys.
We're Wonder Bread.
We've got that fresh, fresh feeling that makes a bread perform. 'Cause we're the Wonder Fresh Guys.
We're wrapped while we're still warm.
That fresh bread feeling really makes a sandwich score.
'Cause we're the Wonder Fresh Guys. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh-tasting Wonder English muffins, too.
Hi, world. Denny Bracken here with the super chef himself, Mike Roy. And friends, there is something fishy going on the cook thing tomorrow.
Whatever gave you that idea?
All that delicious-looking stuff that you're chopping up there.
Well, we're going to make Portuguese fish chowder, of course.
Oh.
You use almost any favorite fish, but the other ingredients are what give it that special flavor.
Why can't you make clam chowder? I like clam chowder.
Why are you going to add clams to the Portuguese fish chowder
if you want?
Or bass, or haddock.
Oh, we'll add anything tomorrow to Mike's cook thing here on CBS.
There's mixed reaction among the Democrats to the news that Senator Hubert Humphrey will continue to stay out of the presidential race. Humphrey says he will not enter the upcoming primaries and is not running for the presidency. Frontrunner Jimmy Carter says he's a little disappointed, indicating he would have preferred a primary contest with Humphrey. Morris Udall says it's now between himself and Carter. But Henry Jackson is still in the race, and Jackson insists he's running on his own behalf.
I'm not going to be in a stop Jimmy Carter role. I'm only going to be in a role of going in to win. I'm not a fool, and I'm not going to indulge in simply running around the country for the purpose of stopping someone or for the purpose of playing a negative role. It will only be in the interest of a positive, constructive role. I have other things to do than to engage in that kind of operation.
And the campaigning continues. Speaking in Dallas Thursday night, Carter told an audience of about 6,000 that he wants to return honesty, truth, confidence, and most of all, love to the American government. A mild illness has forced Secretary of State Kissinger to pause during his trip to Africa. Bernard Kelb reports from Kinshasa, Zaire.
The Kissinger diplomatic safari through Black Africa was bedded down in Kinshasa with a mild case of gastroenteritis. That description of the Secretary of State's state of health was volunteered by the traveling State Department spokesman. It was given as the reason why Kissinger was forced to cancel his working schedule and instead, according to the spokesman, spend most of the day resting and sleeping. The sort of stomach upset that has overtaken Kissinger is not particularly uncommon for travelers to various parts of the world, but for Kissinger, it was almost a historic first in all his years of diplomatic globetrotting. The bout with his stomach came a day after he'd been treated to a buffet banquet aboard the presidential yacht, a banquet that featured the African cuisine at its best with wild boar, a specialty of the presidential chef. According to the latest official word, Kissinger plans to leave on schedule for Liberia. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Kinshasa.
The Soviet Union has named Dmitry Ustinov as its new defense minister to succeed the late Andrei Gretko. Ustinov, for 35 years, ran the Soviet armaments industry. Now this.
No, dear. Quality.
Well, I still think we should get the best deal.
May I help you folks?
Yes, we're looking for a quality bicycle as a graduation gift. Something lightweight, easy to ride.
Yes, dear, but we still want to get the best bargain.
Well, then you want a Raleigh for quality.
Right.
And a Raleigh for real value, especially now.
Why is that?
Raleigh's $20 worth of free accessories offer. You see, when you buy any Raleigh by May 8th, you get $20 worth of free accessories. Here, look, tire pumps, car carriers, wicker baskets.
See? A Raleigh plus $20 worth of free accessories. That's a bargain.
But you also get the best extra of all.
What's that?
Raleigh's Bicycle Buyer's Protection Policy, based on Raleigh's limited warranty. You get a complete bicycle replacement if the frame or fork proves defective in workmanship or materials within the first 3 months, and free replacement of defective parts anytime during the original ownership.
Hey, Raleigh's Bicycle Buyer's Protection Policy. They even back their quality.
Well, now that we're all agreed on a Raleigh, do you suppose we could agree on a color?
Get your Raleigh and free accessories by May 8th at participating dealers.
The Ford Motor Company has announced net profits of $343 million for the first quarter, just short of a record for any three-month period, and substantially higher than many analysts had predicted. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The time, 11:06.
I'm Ben Franklin, and once again I quote from the wisdom of Poor Richard's Almanac on politicians. To be a lawyer, you must study law. To be a doctor, medicine. To be a statesman, politics. But to be a politician, you need only study your own interests. For the politician's skill is that of conducting public affairs for private advantage. Indeed, to be an honest politician, you must, when you are bought, stay bought. But politics is a very different thing. It is much too serious a calling to be left to politicians. And now, some wisdom from a modern source.
Imagine a store where you can find just about every kind of insurance, a choice of leading insurance companies, low prices, and trained professionals. Imagine all this, and you've got the idea behind the insurance store. For your nearest insurance store, just see an agent listed under the Continental Insurance Soldier in the Yellow Pages.
This is KIXI. Bright and beautiful music. Seattle.